Okay, welcome back to another podcast, and this one's definitely gonna be all over the place, only because I'm just gonna like just speak my thoughts right now. I feel like talking to someone, but I don't really feel like talking to anyone. I feel like more just speaking, if that makes any sense. And what other fucking better way to do it than talking to this phone? But I just pulled into the parking lot right in front of my house, and thought it was a great idea just to speak my mind into this phone. Obviously, I don't got like a good mic or anything. I just my phone, and that's about it. Just put my shit on airplane mode so I won't receive any calls. And yeah, so basically, I'm feeling just a tad bit demotivated. Like with, I guess YouTube, and I've never really felt like this, especially not in a really, really long time. Like I never really like let views get in my head, really. And it's not really that it's the views part. I just know that I kind of want more. Like, not more views, but I just want more than just YouTube. Like, if you know me, I'm like kind of all over the place with my stuff, and YouTube's kind of more just like a side thing that I like to do, but I feel like I treat it too much as like my main thing, and I don't really want that. I'm too much of like somebody that just likes to do all kinds of stuff, and like as much as I don't really care about money, like in a sense, I really like the idea of making money. That thing is so much fun to me. Like if you're around me off, like I say like a lot, just notice I do that, but if you're around me, you know that I've been like doing reselling and all this stuff, and I've been making a lot more money than I usually have. Like the last couple years, I've been working restaurant jobs, and that's obviously doesn't bring that much money. And right now, I'm making almost, I'd say like shit, almost four times as much as what I've been making the last 5 years. And it's like honestly super fun, and it's just the whole process of making money is just so much fun to me. And especially now that I'm like, you know, seeing a little bit more money, I'm literally like realizing like I do not care about money whatsoever, and I still like eat the same stuff. I still like, you know, it didn't like switch up how I am. I just been going on a lot of more road trips and stuff with my homies, and it's just so much more fun. But yeah, I just came to a conclusion that, like, I don't know, YouTube is just, like, something on the side that I want to do, and I feel like I've been putting way too much effort and time into it. Not that I, like, don't like it. It's just the fact that I want to be, like, doing other things other than just doing YouTube videos, and I feel like recently I've been, like, just putting way too much time into only one thing, and that's kind of not that fun to me. And especially seeing like the views doesn't really help. Like it never really got to me, but right now I was driving, and it's funny because I didn't have, so in my car I don't have an actual radio, so I use a speaker. But earlier today I took the speaker out because I was listening to music in my room. So when I went to go deliver a product, I didn't have my speaker, so I was thinking, bro, because it was like 30 minutes out, 30 minutes back. That's a whole hour in my car by myself with no speaker, no music or nothing. So I was just in my head, and I was just thinking like, yo, like, what's up? I looked at my views, and I have like 200 views on a video that I spent hours and hours like editing and hours of shooting. It's just so much that goes into it that if you don't make content yourself, or you're not around me while we're doing it, you just wouldn't understand. Like, yes, it's a lot of fun, but it is a lot of work. And I feel like right now I'm putting way too much effort into just this one thing, and I know that's not who I am. I feel like I like doing other stuff, like the fact of making this money, how I've been reselling and doing all this stuff is just so much fun to me. And YouTube's kind of taken away from that because I want to do YouTube videos, and I don't know, I feel like if there's a balance, that's where I'm trying to aim for right now. But even with the reselling and YouTube, I still want to do more. I feel like I could do more, and that's what I like doing. That's what really keeps me driven. And YouTube, like I said, when I think about it too much and I just want to only focus on that, I just can't even see myself wanting to film every single day. It's just not me. Like, it's fun and all, I love it like so much, but filming every single day is just like something that I'm not really into. I'd rather do other stuff and then film and then other stuff and then film, not just film. It's just maybe one day. And a lot of my ideas kind of switch up. So like I could say this and then like in a week I say something completely different. That's okay. I'm not someone to like beat myself up for changing my mind. I love that I'm like that. I don't want to stay the same ever. And I feel like right now, and also I have a lot of like shit like going on that I'm pushing to the side, really, which I shouldn't be doing that because that's just going to get me in deeper shit. But there's a lot of things that are like I'm pushing us to the side because all I'm focused on is these things like YouTube and like the social media stuff, or like it's fun as fuck, but like it just takes a lot of time. And if you really know me, like you would really, really know that that's all I do. Like that's really all, like everything I do. I wake up and it's like, yo, like, what are we going to film? Oh, if I'm not filming, I'm editing. And if I'm not filming or editing, and I'm thinking about ideas. If I'm not doing that, then it's just like, it's an endless cycle. And I've been doing this for 5-6 years, and I'm not really going anywhere. And it's like, I'm not saying like I'm quitting or anything. That's not the case. I'm just speaking my mind, you know? It's just taking too much time and no result. The result is that it's fun as fuck. That's never going to change. I'm never going to stop making videos. It's just I kind of feel like I need to like just focus on other things and then have this on the side. And that's kind of where I want to be. That's like so much fun to me. I feel like even when we get big as fuck, because I know for a fact we're going to get big as fuck, I know I'm going to have like 20 different things going on other than just making videos, like making the podcast. I have to get really back on this. Like I am so sorry for saying like so fucking much. I'm not really used to like talking by myself into a fucking phone in a parking lot. So don't get on my shit. It's tough. You try that shit, then you'll understand. But I don't even know where the hell I was. But that's what I'm saying. I just like to do a lot of different stuff. And I feel like right now, I am focusing way too much energy and time and money, like 95% of everything that I just mentioned, into YouTube. And that is not where I want to be. I have to stop doing that. Especially since I'm not going anywhere. That thing's so fucking annoying. But it's like, come on. I fucking work my ass off and I get no recognition. Like, when is that gonna pay off? It's been so long. It's like, I'm not saying I'm doing it for that reason. It's just like, I feel like my fucking content's pretty fucking dope. But, you know, time will tell. And like, I'm patient. But also, I want to focus on other things. That's basically all I wanted to say here. And even, honestly, when I was driving to my house, I was kind of even thinking of, like, taking a break. Like, and I've never done that. I never really, like, actually be like, yo, I'm going to take, like, a month off. And I'm just not going to, like, film at all. Like, it sounds kind of cool. Like, I really wonder, like, what's going to happen in that month. And I kind of want to do it just to see, like, just to step out of my comfort zone. Because this is my comfort zone. Every single day, everything I think, everything I do is like filming, really, like literally everything I fucking do, like my whole life revolves around this. And I feel like if I take a little break, and I feel like if I just focus on other things for a bit, I don't know, like this is what I'm saying, like my ideas will change. And I feel like I'm just saying, like I'm thinking like this just because I'm by myself, and like maybe I'm just too much in my head, or I'm not sure, because my fucking mind is like all over the place. It's like fucking nuts. So I could say this right now and then like tomorrow I'll be like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, why would I even like take a break? That's retarded. We have such a good squad right now. We have a filmer, we have great ideas, we're just having fun, which is so sick. Now that I'm saying that out loud, like that's 100% facts, and that's like sick. But taking a break, what the fuck would I even do though? That's the only like, what the fuck am I gonna do every day? Like, my job, I can literally work whenever I want to. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a reseller. That's what I do now. I just flip shit. So that's all I really do. So I can actually make time to do stuff. That's why I've been able to film so much. But what the fuck can I don't even know what, if I didn't film, what am I gonna do like throughout the day? Like skating, yeah, but like skating, I skate for like an hour and then I'm fucking over that shit. like, skating's not it, like my boy Carlos will say. But skating is not something that I would, like, it's, okay, this is a perfect example of what YouTube is like to me. Skateboarding is the funnest shit in the world to me. I fucking love it. Me and my friends always skate together. It's just, like, the best thing ever. But I wouldn't want to do that full-time and only focus on skateboarding. This is literally the best thing, the best example I can say. YouTube is exactly how I feel by skateboarding. I fucking love it. It's just so much fun. Me and my friends always do it, and it's amazing, and that's, like, what I like to do. But just like skateboarding, YouTube is just something that I like to do on the side. I'm focusing way too much on it. And just like how I'm focusing too much on YouTube, which I don't like that I'm doing, I did the exact same thing with skateboarding for a period. Like 2017, all I ever wanted to do was skate. All I did wanted to do is film tricks, like for skateboarding. And that got me nowhere. And at the end of the day, it was like kind of like not that fun at a point anymore. And I feel like YouTube is kind of getting to that point where just like all I'm focusing is YouTube, and like nothing else. Like everything's just blind to me. And I have to get away from that. I have to stop doing that shit. So I feel like maybe taking a break would be fucking actually fun. Like just to experience other things and try different things. And that's always something I always preach, is like try different things. But also, even now that I'm saying it out loud, why would I just completely stop and not just like, you know, slow down a bit? That's probably the smarter thing to do. That's literally what I'm gonna do. There's no way I'm gonna stop, because I really love doing it. Just like skateboarding, I really love doing it. It's not like I'll just stop to take a break, you know. But yeah, like I said, this is all just speaking my mind. This is all over the place, and I know hopefully it's entertaining to you, but it's actually helping me. I don't know if you're like me, but once you say it out loud, everything just starts making sense. And everything, right, because when I'm in my head, I'm just like thinking. When I say it out loud, like everything just kind of makes sense. So I'm so glad I started making this podcast. I don't even know if I'm gonna even upload this shit, but this definitely helped. All right, this is in conclusion. I don't even know how long this is, and I don't really care. Like, this is at 12 minutes. But in conclusion, after speaking for 12 minutes, I kind of realized what I have to do. Step one, stop focusing all my fucking time into YouTube. That shit's fucking whack. And I ain't going nowhere. This is just a fun little side thing. Just remember that shit. Yes, we are going to blow up. I know that for a fact, because we have the potential and we got the talent. So we definitely are going to blow up, but it's just a side thing. That's just one little way of revenue that's going to happen later on in the future. But so that's one thing. And then so step number two, just try a lot of new shit. I want to try new shit. One thing that I actually been wanting to do is going on a road trip or something completely by myself. And that's like kind of wild to me, because I am like extrovert to the fucking max, but I feel like it will kind of put me in a harder position, which I feel like I need. I feel like I'm too comfortable, and like I said, like the last 5 years, all I've been doing is filming and skating and everything with my friends, you know. So it's like, it'll be pretty cool to take a road trip all by myself for like 2 days, you know. I'll be fucking crazy, like just rent an Airbnb alone and like fucking, dude, that sounds sick. I'm actually super excited. You know what? That's definitely, I'm gonna do that shit for sure. Ah, oh, fuck, that sounds sick. I'm sorry, like I'm just kind of like super excited now. So that's definitely gonna happen. But yeah, YouTube, I gotta chill, make some more money, because that's fun as fuck. And you know what's crazy? Like, so I just started. Well, actually, I'm gonna start. I haven't started it yet. But if you know me, and I know I keep on saying that, but if you know me, you know I'm like cheap as fuck, bro. Like, I hate spending money like on like food and stuff. Not like on food in general, but I hate to like spend like $15 knowing damn well I could have just got something for $3 and been like way fine, you know. And that's how I am. But I've been thinking, and I want to start just like getting like a little, like, I don't know if it'll be like an ice chest or like a bag, like, you know, like those bags that keep your shit like frozen so it won't like fuck up. But I just want to like bring like Stop saying like, God fucking damn it, dude. But have sandwiches, like, from, oh my God, if I say like one more fucking time, bro. But okay, I'm not saying like from now on, I swear to God. I'm gonna bring sandwiches, and when I fucking film and skate or anything, I'm not gonna eat out anymore. I'm just gonna eat my sandwiches, have some apples in there, have some waters, and like not eat out, because that thing eats my money up. And honestly, I got money, I'm not gonna lie, I low-key got money, but I just like, there it goes, I said like, but I don't really like to spend. I don't like to spend like that. And it's kind of like more of a mind game. I want to like kind of train my fucking mind to like, I don't need that. I really don't need to eat out all the fucking time. I be spending like $40 a fucking day. Like, I don't need that shit. I don't really need to eat all that stuff. But yeah, whatever. I'm just going to end this up because I haven't even no idea what I'm fucking talking about anymore. Like, how the fuck am I talking about sandwiches now? Anyways, well, if you enjoyed this, I don't know why the hell you wouldn't enjoy this, because I would just talk. I don't know why you would enjoy this, because I was just talking out of my fucking ass. But I learned a little bit of myself. I just talking to myself right now. And that was cool. In conclusion, I'm taking a road trip by myself ASAP Rocky. I say like in a week. I'm like so off of like instinct, but right now I gotta like pay rent and shit. So I'm gonna just pay my stuff and then, you know, take a road trip. Also, yeah, my car is kind of fucking up right now. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with it. I do drive so fucking much, so like, it's fucking up right now. But I'm gonna have my stepdad check it out hopefully tomorrow, and yeah, see how much that's gonna cost. So I have to do some big boy shit, and then I'll go on that road trip by myself. I feel like I'm not even going to tell my homies either. Like, there's no way these fuckers even listen to my podcast. I know for a fact they don't. But I'm not going to tell any of my homies. I'm just going to go one day, and then I'm going to just come back with a little fucking, like, a video or something. Like, my experience. That's going to be fun. I'm so excited for that. I've never been so excited like this in a... Actually, I'm always excited like this, I'm not gonna lie. I get excited like for no fucking reason, and it's funny because my eyes are watering right now. And shout out Alan, because I always tell him, yo, look at my eyes. Actually, I tell all my friends this. I'm like, yo, look at my eyes, man. I'm fucking crying because every time I get excited, I've noticed I am such an emotional person, like crazy, in a good way though. Like, not like fucking emotional, I'm gonna start crying all the fucking day, but I'm saying like emotional, like if I feel happy, you're gonna know that I'm happy. Like, my eyes start like crying when I start thinking about something and I'm so excited about. Like, right now, I'm just like, my face is just like so fucking fat with a big ass smile because I'm so excited. But anyways, okay, I'm done. Bye. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And if you made it to the end of this weird little podcast, message me and say, let me look around. I just looked at a fucking parking sign, so just tell me parking only. That's the stupidest thing ever, but message me and tell me parking only if you made it to the end of this fucking podcast. I love you, and you're a bitch. You're not a bitch. I didn't mean that. I don't know. I started singing. Okay, bye. Okay, bye. I'm just making it, like, really awkward and just, like, so the rest of your day is just gonna be like, what the fuck? This guy's a fucking weirdo. But all right. I'm gonna end it now. Sorry. But thanks for listening. Okay, I'm out for real.